Superior 1929, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic recordings of popular music from the 1920s. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1929. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College.
Hello, friends. This is KUWS Radio, the voice of the head of the lakes. Welcome to Martin and McKenna in the afternoon. This is Jack McKenna broadcasting to you. Lou Martin is standing by with the latest from our newsroom and the United Press Wire. We'll have our very first Christmas music of the season and the latest weather report from the U.S. Bureau for this December 2nd, 1929. Now here's Lou Martin with the Nordness Motors news. Nordness Motors, with a DeSoto 6 at their car lots in Superior, Cloquet, Shell Lake, and Minong.
Well, thank you, Jack. You know, weekend weather tops our news this Monday afternoon. Very serious weather that has left 4 dead in Canada, at least 1 dead in Wisconsin, and several missing deer hunters in northern Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. A combination of very cold weather beginning Thursday night, then high winds and blizzard conditions Friday and Saturday have caused numerous problems along the South Shore and here at the head of the lakes. In the Upper Peninsula, fears are being entertained for the safety of numerous deer hunters who have not returned from the hunt and are in immediate danger of being snowed in. Ashland and the Houghton Hancock, they've borne the brunt of the major winter storm. Old residents termed this storm the worst for November in their memories. Jack McKenna has been talking to people at the U.S. Weather Bureau in Duluth and Milwaukee. Jack, is this blizzard over, or are parts of our region still getting hit?
Glad you asked, Lou. We've got a lot of important information here. The snow is tailing off. For the Duluth Superior area, snowfall hasn't been nearly what is being reported along the Lake Superior South Shore snow belt. The head of the lakes is getting very cold temperatures, 15 degrees below over the weekend. But in Port Wing, Bayfield, Ashland, and Hurley, it's been solid snow all weekend and today. U.S. Weather Bureau meteorologist W.P. Stewart in Milwaukee says the worst is over, that the snowfall of 1 to 2 feet is all but finished. And Mr. Stewart says the cold wave from the Canadian Northwest will give way to more normal mercury readings. That's good news. But until then, heavy wind is lashing Lake Superior, pounding the South Shore communities, including Ashland. Stewart says further, this blizzard has hit all over Lake Superior, including Sault Ste. Marie and the locks between Lake Huron and Lake Superior. But again, Lou, the worst is over. What remains will be cold weather for the next few days, and that's not unusual for early December. I'll have that weather forecast for you after the news.
Well, that's good, Jack. We'll be standing by for it. The weather has also created havoc in the shipping industry. KUWS reporter Mike Simonson has been talking to the Coast Guard and monitoring the wireless and has a special report for us. Mike?
Lou, the Coast Guard late last week dispatched the tug Missouri of Lake Superior to Shawamigan Bay, anticipating this spate of bad weather. Special ice-breaking apparatus was installed on the Missouri to break the 6-inch ice already on Shawamigan Bay. Wireless reports out of Ashland are hard to pick up. The coal carrier James Watt was due last Thursday in Ashland, but we haven't had a report of its arrival yet. It may have ducked into the safety of Isle Royale or even one of the Apostle Islands until the storm of 1929 finishes its fury. Three other boats were also due in Superior and Duluth Friday, and their whereabouts are also unknown. Coast Guard crews report to us that no ships have been sighted on Lake Superior in the past 48 hours. Meanwhile, one of the last ore carriers attempting to leave the Twin Ports this season, the Samuel Mather, has been putting men to work on ice-covered hatches trying to remove ice for their last journey of 1929. Men are using everything from pickaxes and shovels to steam hoses to get rid of ice from the Mather's deck. And incidentally, Lou, we have many other disruptions since this post-Thanksgiving storm and cold wave struck. 2-foot-high drifts are plaguing highways from Iron River to Iron Wood, and train service is currently 2 hours behind schedule out of Duluth and Superior Railroad depots. We'll keep monitoring our wireless and contacting the Coast Guard for those overdue ships, Lou, and for that matter, those hunters who remain unaccounted for.
Well, good, Mike. Any news about them, and we'll bring it to you listeners right away. Cold, wintry winds were recording temperatures at 16 below at the U.S. Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth and 12 below in Superior. City engineer E.B. Banks says the mean temperature for this November was 10 degrees colder than it was a year ago. The 1928 mean temperature in November was 37 degrees compared with this November of 27 degrees. Bank says Friday's 14 below zero in Superior was the coldest November day since November 19th of 1908. And Bank says November of 29 will long be remembered as the coldest November of the decade. Meanwhile, Superior's getting ready to wage war on snow this winter. City Councilor Code Lesage, head of the Streets Committee, Streets Commissioner Fred Hopman, and City Purchasing Agent William Barton were greeted by officials in Minneapolis over the weekend. They're scouting out snow removal equipment for Superior. Now we'll have more news for you after we hear a word from our sponsor, Nordness Motors in Superior, Cloquet, Shell Lake, and Minot.
If you are in the market for a new car, here's how you save money, save risk, save worry. You buy that new car now at Nordness Motors, the DeSoto. Instead of taxing your purchase and your patience by driving your old car through another winter, do what thousands of wise buyers have been doing for years. Trade it in, now. Get rid of it before January 1st comes around and sets it back a whole year in used car rating. Avoid the disastrous effects of the automobile show's new models on its resale value. Steer clear of the mounting upkeep expenses that an old car will need this winter. That's Nordness Motors, 1318 Ogden Avenue in Superior, with stores at Superior, Minong, Grantsburg, Cloquet, and Shell Lake. Lou.
Okay, Jack. You know, the New York Times and the St. Louis Dispatch are both reporting this afternoon on our United Press wire that Commander Richard E. Byrd has left his base at Little America in the Antarctic for a 17-hour trip over the South Pole. Along with a pilot, radio operator, and photographer, Commander Byrd hopes to make the 1,600-mile trek and back over the South Pole and plant the American flag. On board his tri-motored airplane, Commander Byrd expects to be in constant communication with the New York Times radio station during his journey, the first of its kind for radio transmission from the bottom of the Earth. Byrd was the first to fly over the North Pole in a machine heavier than air. He did that in 1926. Two dirigibles flew over the North Pole in 1909. American Admiral Richard E. Perry first discovered the North Pole, while Ronald Amundsen first arrived at the South Pole in 1911. Well, the stock market has been quiet today. A brief trading spurt raised some eyebrows on Wall Street as Pennsylvania Railroad, Fox Film, and some steel shares took losses today. But up were Montgomery Ward, Bethlehem Steel, Westinghouse, and General Electric. All in all, it was summed up to be an erratic day on Wall Street and the stock exchanges in Chicago and Duluth. The liner President Theodore Roosevelt had a macabre cargo steaming into New York this weekend, accompanied by the destroyer Kane and the city tug Macon, with ship's flags at half-mast. The Roosevelt remained in quarantine in the New York harbor. On board were 75 caskets of the bodies of men recovered from the frozen Siberian soil. These men were returned to the land of their birth 11 years after serving America in World War. Many of them were from Michigan. They perished in the Archangel Campaign of 1918 and are believed to be the last of the American Expeditionary Force to return home. Well, a big change in Superior in the way that our fire and policemen are hired. Now new police and firemen must be confirmed by the Board of Police and Fire Commissioners. Until now, the fire and police chiefs would simply hire whomever they wished and put them on duty immediately. But City Attorney L.R. McPherson pointed out that this long-established practice was against city rules, that from now on all hires must be confirmed by the Police and Fire Commission, including reconfirmation of these people after 6 months on a probationary duty. And finally, a special musical program will mark the dedication of a new church organ at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Superior next Sunday evening. Congregation members will hear an organ prelude March festival played by Mrs. Bryn Osby, followed by a scripture reading by the Reverend Lewis Olson. Mrs. Osby will continue with another organ number, and then the Reverend Arvid Horn will offer a prayer, and then a welcome given by the Reverend G. Kluxdahl. Then, under the direction of Mrs. Lillian Osel Brayton, the Trinity Lutheran Church Choir will sing "Thou Art the Way, the Truth, the Light." The Reverend A.G. Riggle of the English Lutheran Church will continue with a few words. The organ dedication will be on Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And, Jack, there's nobody who can play an organ like Mrs. Osby.
Oh, you're so right, Lou, about that. She is a very fine musician. Now for our latest weather report. The weather report from the U.S. Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth for this December 2nd, 1929. Not as cold for the next couple of days, with highs getting back into the teens and overnight lows around the zero mark. If you wonder what that big yellow light is in the sky, well, it's the sun, folks, returning. We'll enjoy some sunshine tomorrow and Wednesday and closer to normal temperatures. That's good news. Still, some snow is expected along the snow belt north of Highway 2 from Iron River to Bayfield and Ashland. Moisture from the lake will add another inch or two, but expect sunshine tomorrow along the south and north shores to Gitche-Gumee as well. Right now on the campus of the Superior State Teachers College, it's 11 degrees and mostly cloudy with a snow flurry here and there. You're listening to KUWS Radio, the voice of the Head of the Lakes. Now let's go into music, and as promised, our very first Christmas song of 1929 is coming up. But first, here's Duke Ellington with his version of Creole Love Call.
Oh,
Our Kindy Optical time is 5:15. Kindy Optical on 14th and Tower in Superior, where modern white gold glasses start from $7.50 a pair, with over 20 styles for you to choose from. See our optometrist, Roy Kidd, today. And you'll want to see Averbooks in Superior, 902 Tower Avenue, for the clothes to wear, the shoes to use. Attend our sale tomorrow. Big sale. Wonderful values offered in every department for men, women, and children. Footwear bargains that can't be beat. Shoes, rubber, arctics, and zippers. Special for tomorrow. P&G soap, 2 cents a bar. How can you stay away? That's Averbooks, 902 Tower Avenue in Superior. Now, here's Paul Whiteman for us with There Ain't No Sweet Man That's Worth the Salt of My Tears.
A leaf on a tree, a trouble loose from the stem, shaking like a leaf on a tree, because I'm coming loose from my bed. I'm like a weeping willow, weeping on my pillow, for years and years there ain't no sweet man. That's worth the soul of my ba da da ba ba da ba da ba da ba da da ba da. Down and down he dragged me, like a pain he nagged me. For years and years, there ain't no sweet man. That's worth the salt of mine. Ba da da ba da da da. Although I may be blue, still I'm true. I must tell him goodbye. Rather than have that man, gonna lay me down and just die. Now, broken hearted sisters, aggravated sisters, lend me your ears, there ain't no sweet man. It's worth the soul of mine. Ba da da ba ba da ba da da ba da ba da da ba da ba da ba da ba da.
Thank you. Coming up later tonight, in just a few minutes, it's news from the NBC Blue Network at 5:30, then Master Musicians from WCCO. At 6 o'clock, the Duluth Quartet will entertain us. At 6:30, it's Uncle Bowles. At 7, it's Westinghouse Salute. 7:30, National Credit Clothing Program. At 8 o'clock, the Arco Coffee Arcolians will be on our KUWS studios. The Mindall Kane Aristocrats will follow from WCCO. And then it's the Pepsodent Hour at 10 o'clock tonight. We'll end our broadcast day with education in our nation's life from New York. But of course, we've got a lot more to go. Here's the Henderson Stomp for your entertainment with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. Thank you, gentlemen. Lou, have you purchased your Christmas seals for this year yet?
I have it on my list, Jack, to do that tomorrow, because Christmas seals from the Wisconsin Anti-Tuberculosis Association will arrive in Superior tomorrow. They'll be on sale until Christmas Day. The Superior Health Committee is selling the seals, which show a figure in bright red and yellow tolling a bell. And, Jack, we can't urge people enough to help out and buy these Christmas seals. We need to find a cure for tuberculosis soon. The slogan on these penny seals is, "Ring out disease, ring in health." Remember, among our people in Wisconsin, between the ages of 20 and 40 years, tuberculosis is the greatest maker of orphans. It must be stopped, Jack.
Indeed, Lewis. You can get your Christmas seals at most department stores, pharmacies, and at City Hall on Hammond Avenue. Remember, half of all the money from Christmas seals sold locally go to local health programs. Now more music. Here's a number for you. Now we're getting into our Christmas music. I Want You for Christmas.
Anything that Santa would bring could never compare with you. I want you for Christmas. You're a pet that money can't get, and nothing but you will do. I just wrote a letter, and if my wish comes true, you can bet by Jimmy he'll come down the chimney with a bag full of you. I want you for Christmas, if only Santa does what he should, a knocking on wood for him to make good. Christmas morning, baby, I only want you. My wish comes true, you can bet by Jimmy he'll come down the chimney with a bag full of you.
Indeed, and that was I Want You for Christmas. A nice Christmas song. I'm sure most of you have your trimmings up already, maybe even have your tree ordered and whatever. Have a very happy and merry Christmas. Here now, more music from the winter wonderland we go. Ted Weems and his orchestra.
In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland. On the way is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we drink by the fire to face unafraid the plans we have made, walking in the winter wonderland.
And that was Winter Wonderland with Ted Weems and his orchestra, vocal by Parker Gibbs. And we all hope that we'll have a nice winter wonderland this year. We certainly have a good start, what with last week's and this week's blizzard conditions. Well, that's all the time we have, friends, for this Monday afternoon, December the 2nd, 1929, for the Martin and McKenna program. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed having you listen in. This is KUWS Radio, the voice of the Head of the Lakes. For Lou Martin, this is Jack McKenna speaking. Good night.
This is Radio Superior 1929, a weekly original radio drama presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior 1929 executive producer is Mike Simonson, and assistant producer is Brianna Pearson. Harriet Farig is played by Brianna Pearson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1929 are actual accounts from editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530 or mail us at KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, 54880. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.